Everything God created was designed to be in their place. In their place of assignment. Hallelujah. Everything God created was designed to be in their place of assignment. The Bible said that in the book of Genesis that God would make this and he would say, "Ah, oh, this is good." And it stays like that. Hallelujah. It will go ahead again and do another thing and say, "Wow, this is good." And it stays like that. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Psalm. Psalm 92 from verse 11. You said that those lying in wait to pounce on me would be defeated, and now it's happened right in front of my eyes, and I've heard their cries of surrender. Yes, look how you've made all your devoted lovers to flourish like palm trees, each one growing in victory, standing with strength. You've transplanted them into your heavenly courtyard, where they are thriving before you. For in your presence they will still overflow and be anointed. Even in their old age, they will stay fresh, bearing luscious fruit and abiding faithfully. Listen to them with pleasure. They still proclaim, "You are so good. You are my beautiful strength. You've never made a mistake with me." Hallelujah. Let's go back to verse 11 again. This time, let me read it from the ERV. From the ERV, it says, "My eyes will see the defeat of those waiting to attack me. My ears will hear the cries of my evil enemies. Good people are like budding palm trees. They grow strong like the cedar trees of Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They grow strong there in the courtyard of our God." They grow strong there. In the courtyard of our God. I love that word. And that just speaks about what we're talking about. Understanding atmospheres and spiritual coverings. I started with the word that everything God created was designed to be in their places of assignment. Hallelujah. So if you're meant to be in point A, that's where you're meant to be. If you are in point Z, while you're supposed to be in point A, something is absolutely wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. "Then the Lord God planted a garden in the east, in a place named Eden. He put the man he made in that garden. Then the Lord God caused all the beautiful trees that were good for food to grow in the garden. In the middle of the garden, he put the tree of life and the tree of that gives knowledge about good and evil. Okay, a river flowed from Eden and watered the garden. The river then separated and became four smaller rivers." Now go to verse 13. Then, okay, go to verse 15, sorry. The Lord God put the man in the garden of Eden to walk the soil and take care of the garden. The Lord God gave him this command. You may eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree that gives knowledge about good and evil. If you eat fruit from that tree, on that day you will certainly die. Praise the Lord. That's a command. You must not. For the day that you do, you will certainly die. Understanding atmospheres and spiritual coverings. Once you are separated from your source, and that's why God was warning Adam, the day you cross the line, you're gone. Once you are separated from your source, you're dead. Take a fish out of water, it will not survive. True? Good. I want to stay in that atmosphere where I just bask in his presence. I just grow in his presence. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to stay in that atmosphere, in that covering. His presence. Where he enjoys your worship. Where he enjoys you doing the things you need to do. Amen. You are at risk when you are separated from your source, because you can't survive it. You can't survive it. And that's why if you check what we read earlier in the book of Psalms, we're talking about how you save me from the wicked enemies. I shouldn't be found in a place where I put myself in danger and be calling for help. No. I should be in a place where, in a safe place where he has kept me. Praise the Lord. You cannot fulfill purpose just anywhere. You cannot fulfill purpose just anywhere. There is a place you are meant to be. There is a place you are meant to be. A safe harbor. A place for you that you're meant to be. Hallelujah. There's a place destined for you to thrive. I think that was in Psalms where we read. It talked about a place where we are meant to thrive. A place where we stay and we just grow. We just become that which we are meant to be. Praise the Lord. Not every environment is meant for you. We see people who love to move from place to place. It's happening here, they go there. It's a garment thing, they go there. It's a sandal and shoe thing, they go there. It's tomatoes thing, you see them there. No, not everywhere is meant for you. Not everywhere is meant for you. There is a place. Hallelujah. What we're doing during the worship just now, I didn't want it to end because I was just enjoying the presence of God. Hallelujah. That is a place where you can thrive. That's a place where you can thrive. Early in the morning, I love to always, when I want to do my devotion, I love to lock myself in my toilet. It's the best place. It's the best place for me. It works very well for me. I don't know what works for you. Some people just like to coast on their bed. Me, I don't like the bed thing because I can sleep off. It's tempting. It's good if you can do it. I love to pace around. Sometimes I walk around. If I'm not walking around, I love to just go into the toilet. Nobody they disturb you for that kind of place. You're alone. And if Mrs. Sash comes, I'll go to the other one. This one for now is my own. Hallelujah. Find him. Find that place where you worship with your Father. And you just enjoy being there because you can thrive there. You know that our values are different. Hallelujah. Our values are sometimes based on the place where we were raised or where we grew up. These are things that influence our values. And so you'll find out that, there was a day we traveled. We traveled and then our people, Nigerians that were there, they like to form. So they see other people eating and everybody, where they took us to is an African restaurant. So we got there, we got to the restaurant and Everybody picked fork and knife to eat eba. So what I did was, I gingerly washed my hand. And I was, before I knew it, everybody was just looking because they weren't enjoying it. That's not you. Because you saw Oyibo doing their own, so you too want to forever. I've been to Pastor Muyiwa's house where we were served meal, we were on the table, you know, in Ajabota. So he would carry and eat. Me, I not go, I would do the one that works for me. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. You know, Pastor Mama na tush tush, so you don't teach her. Na. My mama na loka, and that loka works very well for me. Praise the Lord. if you not use hand, eat them. You not go gauge. You not go enter. You not go belly. You are right, Kenny. Something will be missing. You just like, you be like somebody that didn't eat. Uh-huh. I used to ask my wife, I said, sometimes when, you know, I like fufu very well. I like, what's fufu? Akpu. Eh? They call it fufu. Eh? Oh, is that what they call it? Fufu. If I chop that one, I'll not go belefu. Akpu. In Port Harcourt, they call it loi loi. We call it fufu, akpu. And funny enough, it's one of the best swallow, apart from starch, it's fufu, you know. And sometimes my wife will ask me to tell you how much I love it. When we had our traditional marriage, you know, we came with gifts. So when we're going back from Imo State, we're going back to Delta State. The gift that my mother-in-law gave me was, in fact, everybody bag. What they call it? Bako super saka. What they call it? Of fufu. Ah. My family, they were like, ah. You be giant me, I'll be the one trick. The one feed you go fight. You know, but it was because she knows that I don't joke with it. So when anytime my wife prepares, there are soup that matches that kind of swallow. You know, of course, that when it's banga soup, it's starch. But when it's egusi soup or ogbono, fufu is good to go, or vegetable. Sorry for people that are using a bar. You're wasting the power that goes with. So my wife will ask me, fufu, or I said, don't they ask Iboma whether I go shop fufu? That's what I always respond. Amen. I'm saying this to say, Setma said this some time ago, say, if they ask you whether you are coming to church tomorrow, know that something is wrong. That means you are not committed, you're not regular, you're not staying in your place where you're supposed to be. People shouldn't ask you. They shouldn't ask you. They should know that you should be in service. Praise the Lord. Some of us work in places where we know we don't control the time, but like Pastor Muyiwa testified, it so got to a point where they now know, even in his office, that Thursday he had to leave early so as to make service. Praise the Lord. It can happen like that even in your environment where you live. Praise God. Yes, people should know you for something. They should know you for something. Someone should be able to walk into your house and knock and say, "Ko, ko, ko, and Collins, please, I want you to pray for my child." That's not what you say. I'm not pastor. No, let me give you pastor's number. No. You should be able to know that it's your place. Praise the Lord. We shouldn't be part of those who run up and down, and we keep, as someone person's, what's it called, diary. She has names of different ministries and their phone number. I say, waiting, you dey take sense of a ministry or what? He said, no, because you never know if they serve different purposes. I said, oh, really? And she's not even a minister. So it's easy to know those people who run up and down that are not stable, that are not steady. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, verse 28. Hallelujah. Yes, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, "Have many children, fill the earth, that's be fruitful, fill the earth and take control of it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. Rule over every living thing that moves on the earth. Hallelujah. Yes, 29, he says, God said, I am giving you all the grain bearing plants and all the fruit trees. These trees make fruit with seeds in it. This grain and fruit will be your food. And I am giving all the green plants to the animals. These green plants will be their food. Every animal on earth, every bird in the air, and all the little things that crawl on the earth will eat that food. And all these things happened. Praise the Lord. 31 says, God looked at everything he had made, and he saw that everything was very good. Amen. Amen. He told them, he said, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion over the land. It was an order. So we shouldn't be scared. We shouldn't be scared. You should speak. Someone asked me, it was yesterday, I met a friend of mine, he said, he was trying to place order for chicken. He said, I want those birds. I said, oh, really? I said, how many do you want? He said, I should get four. I said, oh, really? He said, he was not laughing. I thought he was trying to make a fool of me. He said, do you know why I want them? I said, no. He said, because I enjoy when I watch, I just see you talk to them. How do you do that? I said, because I've been given dominion over them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have dominion over them. I've made them like family. Praise the Lord. Yes, we can speak to situations around us like that. Amen. We can speak to situations like that around me, around us. I wake up in the night, like I said, and I will go to my children's room and I speak over them. I speak over them. I speak over any situation. Praise God. I remember when we were still building our poultry. It was going to rain that night. It was very cloudy, and there's this part we've not covered. I prayed. You say, you will pray over rain too? Yes. Yes. Because if it rained the way I saw that cloud that night, those birds were going to die. I prayed. When I came back to the room, my wife was actually praying too. And we smiled. And by the next morning, as heavy as that rain in Oguduye, Agoyi is not far. It's just like 5 minutes drive away. But guess what? It only drizzled. There was just this drizzling and all that. It was not heavy. Praise God. And we've experienced situations like that. Traffic, unko, ha. You need to see the mad traffic in Okeja this afternoon. And I was like, I'm going to make service. We were rushing to pick the kids from school. I was praying. At the point, my wife said, let's just call somebody to pick them and bring them to church while I said, no, we'll pick them. And as God would have, you see, God can clear your path. It doesn't matter how mad the traffic is. It can so clear your path. And as we're just going, the road was just clearing and all that. And then we got to Ogudu. And before you know, we just picked them from school. Bah, went home, 10 minutes, bah, we are back. And we're in church. Praise God. Yes, you can pray over any situations. And they will respond. Why? Because God has given us dominion. Praise the Lord. Say to yourself, I have dominion. I've been given authority. I have been given authority. Are you saying it with fear? Why not say it like you know? I have been given authority over everything on this earth. Hallelujah. No one is allowed to be sick around us. No one is allowed to die around us. No one is allowed to be frustrated around us. I remember one day a friend is in Italy now. He's a pastor now. Then he was just a bro. So let it not be like because he's a pastor. No, he was not a pastor then. He was going for evangelism, street evangelism. So as he was walking on the street, he met this mad guy. This guy has been mad for as long as we knew from primary school. And then, yes, like after like 20 years later, he met this madman on the street. And he just approached the man. You know, he had been evangelizing and preaching to people and sharing tracts. So he said, he just, you know, that time, he said, two things were in his mind because he was out, you know, he was asked a question by a friend. Destiny, what happened? How did you summon the courage to do this? He said two things were in his mind. He should just give this man a track and go. But at the time he gave the guy the track, the guy actually collected the track and the guy was looking at him. He was, I mean, raving mad with dreadlocks, you know. You know all the years the guy don't spend in practice. So, the guy collected the tract and was just looking at him. So the man said, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. He said he was just looking at him. I said, okay, let me pray. And then he started praying for the man. As he was praying, the guy got up. We saw it. I saw the video. The man got up. And all of a sudden, the guy was now ashamed of what, you know, his clothes were torn. So he was now looking for ways to cover. He tore his shirt and used it to cover his lower part of his body. And the guy, he said he was praying, but he opened one eye. And it was just, you know, it was. So before this man would tear me slap. So, but he was praying for the guy. He prayed. And the guy was saying amen. The guy was saying amen. And after he finished praying, the next thing happened, people were surprised. People, you know, people just gathered and they were just looking at him. They were looking at him. He finished and the man said, buy water for me. And he bought water and gave to the guy. The guy drank. And he was happy because the guy, for the first time, this guy is striking a conversation. The guy doesn't talk. This guy has been mad for, like I said, for over 20 years. And all he keeps saying is just repeat a particular line. He keeps repeating a particular line, you know. And he would chase people and all that. But now he's being calm and he asked for water. He drank water. Normally, this guy would take a cup and take water from the gutter and drink. Now he asked for water. He drank water. And then the guy called for, I think he removed his jacket and gave him something to wear. And he wore it. And the guy was talking. And he sat him down. I started telling him about Jesus. And the guy was listening and everything. The guy concurred and was listening. He was talking well. Guess what? Days later, he kept in touch with the guy, invited the guy to church. The guy had shaved his hair and everything. The guy became well. That was how the guy became normal. Praise God. When we come across situations like that, the first thing is not to, there's a temptation to think so, that, this one, you don't finish. You know, as they say it in Yoruba, otipa or something, I don't know. No, it's not finished. That's why you are there. Hallelujah. That's why you're there. When you step into situations, situations should change. I heard this testimony about this guy who was, is it a guy or a lady? A lady, she shared the testimony how she was meant to enter this plane and they were about to take off, but she was just pressed and then she went to the toilet. And what happened? She missed her flight. But guess what? There was a plane crash and that's how she escaped it. See, when it comes to you, situations should be different. Why? Because you operate under a different atmosphere. You operate under a different covering. Praise the Lord. You operate under a different covering. And that should speak. That should speak. Because when people see it, they should be able to say, oh, okay, no wonder this happened. Years back, I was coming from school one day, UNN then, and I boarded this bus. I was actually sitting in front, and I went to the toilet to use myself, and at the time I came back, one troublesome guy just sat on my seat. I like front seat a whole lot, and the guy just refused to come. The driver, everybody begged that. See this man ticket, he's the first person to get here, and he bought his ticket and all that. He refused. He said, they write a name for you. They write a papa name for you. Say, let him go and get another seat. I said, okay. And the bus was already filled up. Nobody would give me their seat, and I left. I waited for the other bus. It was very painful. Trust me, it was painful. I was angry on my inside. I said, well, I just stayed. Soon before you knew it, second bus was filled up. And then we're coming from Enugu. When we got to that Oka Road, we were already in Anambra State. I saw there was this very fatal accident. A bus hit a truck carrying drinks. And you could see attachments, clothes, different things everywhere, bruises, wounds, and all that. Some people actually died. It was that very bus I was supposed to enter. You needed to see the front of the bus. It was that very bus. And I was rushing home for youth convention. We need to stay in that place where we are attentive, where we are not too busy. I love the testimony Ruth shared. We need to stay in that place where we are not too busy, our minds are not too clouded, so that we can readily hear and run with whatever he's telling us. Praise the Lord. Because if that doesn't happen, we are placing ourselves at, there's a huge risk. There's a high level of risk. There's the tendency for people to lose their life. I've seen people who lost their lives. They are born again. They are ministers. But simply because, for very many reasons that we can't even begin to talk about here. Praise the Lord. Yes, but when we are sensitive, except that God has something to do with it, when we are really sensitive, we will not miss it. We will get it right. Something can happen and then you think you are late. Oh, this delay. Oh, it's going to cost me this. Mm-mm. You find out that all things are just working together for good, for your good. Praise the Lord. Just like the Bible says, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Hallelujah. Yes, I've been in that place before where I missed an exam. Yes, I missed an exam. Not because I deliberately went late. I missed this exam and I was just troubled in my spirit. But guess what? It was canceled and I took that exam with everybody again. So God can so orchestrate things. He's a mighty one. And like I said, don't try to box him. You may be trusting him for a house. Don't even expect or imagine or begin to think in your head that God's going to give me 200,000 first. I'm going to start to build mold blocks and then, I will now begin to dig foundation. Mm-mm. God's plan, God's idea might just be to give you an already finished, erected, beautifully furnished house. Hallelujah. If you walk it by your head, if you try to walk it by your head, what you find yourself doing is you are trying to box God in a corner. This is how you're going to do it, Baba. No. Leave it. Just trust him and he will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close, we need to also watch our circle. The people you spend time with, the people you discuss with, the people you share information with matters a great deal. That's one of the things that will help us grow well and stay in an atmosphere where we are meant to stay is, number one, I'll just name two tonight. When there's another opportunity, I'll continue with the rest. Number one, your pastor. Yes, your pastor. Number two, the church. Why? The people you live with, the people you spend time with, the people you share information with matters a great deal. Seth Man shared some time ago how they were traveling on a journey and the next thing that happened was there was a blast from the tire of the vehicle. And two of them that were in the vehicle, others were there too, but two of them in the vehicle shouted just at the same time, you know, they just shouted, "Glory!" So imagine what's coming out from two people that... I also had another story again about how there was this convention or something, I can't remember what it was, and somebody was in the toilet, went to the toilet to go and pray. People were busy doing things and then retreat or something. And then this one went to the toilet to go and pray. And he started hearing from the other side. This one was kabashi, speaking in tongues, and was hearing from the other side. Somebody else was praying in tongues too. And guess who they were? One was Pastor Adeboye. The other one was Wakumuyi also. So you can imagine, you will attract your likes, your like. Amen. So when they both shouted, "Glory," that tells you the stuff they are loaded with. And he gave an example with the toothpaste. So when you press toothpaste, what comes out? When you press the container, what comes out? Paste come out. Comes out, right? When they press you, what will come out? It's what you are loaded, the stuff you are loaded with. So don't load yourself with fear. Hey, Nigeria, this one, Nigeria, they go. Hey, this one, the way the country is going. Don't load yourself with fear. Load yourself with God's word. What does the word of God say? It says we are strong. The word of God says we are gods. The word of God says we are kings. The word of God says we have been blessed with all blessings. The word of God says that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Not out of our belly shall flow fear. No. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. So when they press you, when you come face to face with situations, what comes out of you is a measure of what you are loaded with. Hallelujah. Let us rise up on our feet. What are you loaded with? What's on your inside? What are the words that comes out of you when you come face to face, when you are confronted with situations? Never take light. That's not the time you say, "Hey, you know, what kind of one negative word?" No. Leave those gutter talks. Something glorious, something magnifying, something beautiful should proceed out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a screeching sound on the road. The next thing that should come out of your mouth should be something beautiful. Hallelujah. Reminds me of the man that says, "There's no God, there's no God, there's no God." And he had a screeching sound like a cat was almost eating him. And he had like, "Jesus." Someone told him, "I thought you said there's no God." What comes out of you? Thank you, Lord, because I'm loaded with words that comes from scriptures. I'm loaded with words, with scriptures. I'm loaded. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. We are spirit beings. We are spirit beings, custodians of mysteries. And we stay, we understand, and we stay under the atmosphere. And under the atmosphere and spiritual coverings, lege brondo sopeya, ene branda mante ya dodo shada branda mande ya. We stay under the atmosphere that gives us spiritual coverings, ene branda mante ya nananeshta lakado zodeya, ene labroska ya nama. Jeremiah 1:5, he says, "I knew you even before you were conceived in your mother's womb. I will not live in fear. I am bold. I am strong. For the Lord God Almighty is within me, causing me to do mighty things." I am God's crown creation. And God is mindful of me. He keeps me. He shields me. He protects me. He guides me jealously. I hear your voice, I follow your spirit. You are
are my master. You are my Lord. Oh, I hear your voice. I follow your spirit. Oh, you are my master. Yeah, you are my Lord. Sing, I hear your voice. I hear your voice. I follow your spirit. Yeah, you are my master. You are my Lord. Yes, I hear your voice. I hear your voice. I follow your spirit. Yes, you are.